Hello, it's Ella Arania. It is April the 2nd, 2020, 3:15 a.m. in Central Standard Time Zone in Oklahoma in the United States. I just wanted to come on and let everybody know that I deleted those other episodes. I'm going to change it, update it a little bit since this is 2020. And I wanted to change everything on Ella Arania's podcast. I do have a another podcast out there. It is under Charisma Guardia. And I am doing ghost hunting, ghost abs with a necrophonic and maybe a few other ghost abs. So, if you want to, feel free to follow me on Charisma Guardia. I will try to give that out. Let's see. I think it is through Anchor. Hold on. If I'm thinking right. Ba-ba-bum. I got a new phone and I'm trying to change everything to this new phone. And I'm updating everything. So, okay, where is it at on this phone? Oh, and in my background, if you hear stuff like that, that's my Phasma communicator going on my computer. And it makes noise. So, okay, I am not finding where that is located at. Okay, yeah, it is. Okay, it is Anchor. Give me a minute. I will tell you how to go on it, my podcast. Okay, it doesn't say on that. No, not right now. Sorry, I'm talking to it. It is anchor.fm/, and these are all lower capitals, K-A-R-I-S-M-A, Charisma. Okay, and it is a, whatever those, that minus thing is, Guardia, G-U-A-R-D-I-A, so, I will probably post it on there, through this recording, so feel free to follow me over there for my ghost hunting, ghost abs and stuff like that that I am doing, so, I think that's it, and I hope everybody is staying safe and healthy from this stinking virus that's going around the world. Staying safe and doing what they're told to do, cleaning their hands, wearing their mask, staying quarantined in their home, and not overdoing it with the toilet paper. I just can't believe that. It's just outrageous. Now some people can't get toilet paper when they need it because they're hoarding toilet paper. But anyway, and some of the times the food is getting less where you can't get food. There's stuff that I want in food that I want on my list that I cannot get yesterday when I went to the store. And I'm trying to get stuff in the house because, you know, we need it. And I live with my mother right now because of financial issues. Because I am, I took out some loans. Terrible, terrible me. I shouldn't have did it. But I did it anyways. And now I am in a bind with my Social Security that I have. Because I have slow learning disability issues. But even though I'm getting to the point where I'm smart, but I'm just slow to learning. And I do have some issues of depression. So I am coming out of the shell on that matter. And why I don't work and everything. But it's sometimes hard dealing with what I'm going through. But anyway, and doing ghost tending. But now I forgot what I was going to say. There was something I was going to say and I totally forgot. But that is why I'm living with my mother. I used to live by myself until some stuff happened with that situation over the apartment complex that I lived at. And the lady, I still say they set her up. She was a good woman. I don't care what they say about her. And they said that she ripped people off in the company of that apartment complex. So they threw her in jail. So there was a change of managers. And that manager, I did not care for. And she started her crap to get rid of people. So I had to move in with my mother so we can find a place to live together. And we moved into a house. So that's why I'm back to living with my mother. Because she was also living in, I got her to move out in those apartments. Because the house that she was living in was falling apart. That she had that, you know, she owned that house that she was living in. So she had to sell it to a guy that fixes house. But he is no longer here. But he sold it to some Mexicans. And they took it and they took care of it. And it looks pretty nice now. So I see the Mexicans off and on. And they got family that is bought the house next to where my mom used to live. And they're fixing that up too. So that's good. But anyway, it's looking nice. but anyway, it is a story of things going on here in where I live. And reason behind why I live with my mother. I really don't want to live here. I want to get my loans paid. I want to move to the mountains or maybe be with my foreigner. I got eyes on a foreigner. But anyway, so maybe... maybe. Anyway, so, that's about it on that. So, I just had to explain the reason behind why I live with my mother. But I used to not live with my mom. But anyway, I used to live on my own. But anyway, so, things happen, things change. It's just one of those things that I have to go through in my life. But sooner or later, I will get my loans paid. I'll be free from them where I can be back on my own again, move out, and be on my own. I think I need a new environment. I think I really want to leave this state that I'm living in. And I think I want to go to the mountains or with my foreigner. But anyway, okay, well, it is late and I'm still up. But I was doing things, I am a spiritual person, and even though I do have a little bit of depression, but that is also why I'm spiritual, to lift up my problems that I'm having to deal with my issues every day, so that's why I do. But I know ghost hunting and these ghost apps are not very good because it can draw negative energies in and vampires. I'm sorry I had to say vampires, but... that's what I call them now, vampires. I got a song that I have, and it's called Vampires, and they're a good singer, but I can't remember now what the group is now. Okay, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and go. I think I did my 10 minutes, so I try not to go over 10 minutes on things. But anyway, I hope everybody has a good night, day, wherever they're located in this world. And I will talk to everybody later. Bye-bye now.